CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Oh, hello.
So this week, Melanie, did you say you had a chance to see a movie?
I did.
Okay.
I did see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a choice, sort of a toss-up between two movies, but I figured... The one that I wanted to see was the one about the teenage girls in Booksmart.
Okay.
And I didn't go see that one because I was with my husband, and he said, yeah, you go by yourself and see that one. He said, because I want to see Aladdin. So we all went off to see Aladdin.
Oh, good.
And I must admit, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
We really liked it.
Good.
And I'm just looking at the various... critics' reviews on Rotten Tomatoes and discovering that we were among the few who really, really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Among critics, which were not. On the other hand, audiences loved it.
Mm-hmm.
94%.
Oh my goodness.
From the audiences.
Wow.
And the tomato meter that measures the critics' reviews gave it a 57%, that's actually quite a drastic difference between audience, you know, general audience appeal, and what the critics think. But anyway, I didn't have my critics hat on, so I went as just an audience member, and totally entertained. I was absolutely and totally entertained. It's a story that probably many people, if not most people, know the Aladdin story about a kind of a street urchin who ends up coming into possession of the magic lamp and rubs it, and out comes the genie, who's played this go around by Will Smith.
Okay.
Who's a very buffed up genie. He's like an incredibly powerful looking genie. You don't want to mess with this genie. And he has the similar pattern to what the cartoon version. Robin Williams was the genie in that one, and the, you know, motor mouth genie, and this genie is similar. And along with being, you know, like a chatty genie, he's also able to not just talk up a storm, but every time he wants to illustrate something, he just kind of waves his arm or snaps his fingers, and poof, you know, there it is in front of you. So it's one thing to do that in a cartoon. It's fairly easy in a cartoon to do all these magical things. Live action struck me as, well, this is very impressive that they're able to, yes, I know there's computer-generated effects, and they must have a crew of thousands working on this thing, but it was impressive. It really was the things that they did. It's just a visually splendid movie. It takes place in somewhere in Arabia, I guess, in a place called Agrabah, and that's where the Princess Jasmine lives, and she is being courted by a number of princes who are the only ones who can be permitted to have her hand in marriage. Aladdin, of course, is not a prince. He's a street urchin, as I said, and he is. But of course, he falls in love with her, and she falls in love with him. And the story, as I said, is pretty well known to everybody. But if you don't already know the story, then I won't give it away. Just suffice to say that it's musical and it's beautiful and funny. There are some very funny bits in there. In particular, the Will Smith, the genie character, has very funny moments. And a couple of interesting things for me about the movie is that, it's a Walt Disney movie, and you know from the get-go, this is a Walt Disney movie. You know, there's just so much money on display in terms of what they've been able to afford. But it's interesting that other than Will Smith, who is clearly a big name, the other characters, and in particular Aladdin himself, are people you have probably never heard of, but very, very talented.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man who plays Aladdin is named Mena Massoud. And I believe what I read is that he's a Montrealer.
Oh.
Whose family wanted him to go into medicine. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, I think I'd like to be in a big budget Walt Disney movie. And he's terrific. He's very appealing. He is originally from Egypt, or at least his family's from mm-hmm. Egypt. You don't need a big name in that role. He has a lot of talent, but he doesn't have, you know, name recognition, of course, the way Will Smith does. Princess Jasmine is played again by somebody I personally have never heard of before, Naomi Scott. The only other name that I recognize in there is the young woman who plays Princess Jasmine's lady-in-waiting, Dahlia. And she's played by Nassim Pedrad, who is a regular on Saturday Night Live. So I said, oh, that's where I know her from.
Okay.
And I guess the other interesting thing is that not only are the names not big household names in the movie, but they have also really made an effort to have what they're calling diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's set in a Middle Eastern, you know, a fake Middle Eastern nation, everybody kind of looks Middle Eastern.
Okay,
so it's like, well, that's interesting. You know, they mm-hmm. didn't just basically put, you know, put little white characters the way they did in the cartoon,
exactly.
Sort of Caucasian characters into mm-hmm. a setting where they would be unusual to have Caucasian characters. So that was a nice thing. I thought an interesting and a kind of a plus for the movie. It's a good 2 hours, there's so much going on, and it's so beautiful to watch mm-hmm. and kind of engrossing. That it just went really fast. It kind of zipped by.
That's good to know.
For me, yeah. So I would certainly recommend it for kind of for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good for kids. It is, it's a PG. In other words, yes, children can go. There's the odd, a really young kid, you might think twice. But for adults, there's a lot there for adults as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's the beautiful music. They've written a number of songs for the movie, in addition to the one that was introduced with the cartoon years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it won an Academy Award at the time, called A Whole New World.
Okay.
Which is played when they're Aladdin and the princess are zipping around on the magic mm-hmm. carpet.
Okay.
which has its own personality, its own carpetesque personality. And there's a monkey, there's a little monkey who travels around on Aladdin's shoulder, and he's a hoot.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of seems to me there was something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even speculate on exactly who might not like it, so I would say, if you're not sure and if you think, it'd be too childish or I'm not really interested in phony Middle Eastern pictures,
okay.
So maybe I won't go. Anyway, have a look at, read a review or two and see what you think. I thought it was great. My husband enjoyed it. We were happily surprised by how entertaining it was.
Good.
Yeah. A little bit of Bollywood in there,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. That's always good.
Yeah. Okay, so that was that one. The one that I thought I might see, and in fact I thought I might see it first, as I mentioned, is the one called Book Smart.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason why I thought I will see that one first is because, unlike Aladdin, which I suspect is going to be playing in English for several weeks, I think Book Smart is a bit of a niche film, which in fact might not make the cut beyond...
Okay.
A couple of weeks, and then it'll be gone, or it might just turn into French only. But I will get to see that. But I hope sometime real soon. But anyway, Aladdin was certainly a good second choice for me. And I had last week I was going to mention something about the Booksmart movie, and I couldn't remember the name of the director, who happens to mostly be an actress and is now turning her hand to directing. But her name is Olivia Wilde.
Okay.
And she's a very good actress, and, mm-hmm. and I am gathering from the reviews that she's also quite a good director.
Mm.
So the other movies that are playing locally in English, besides Aladdin, Endgame, the Avengers newest movie,
mm-hmm.
still there in English.
Oh, good.
Surprising even me. Booksmart is there in French and English, of course it's new. The horror film called Brightburn,
mm-hmm.
it's there in French and English. Certainly no promises about getting to see that one, but other people will like it.
Okay.
John Wick, Chapter 3, called Parabellum,
mm-hmm.
Parabellum, which I reported on last week. Still there in English. Probably will be for a while. But don't count on this, because things happen.
Exactly.
Detective Pikachu, the Pokemon movie, still there in both languages. Hustle,
mm-hmm.
still there in both languages. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's hitting a chord. It was mm-hmm. actually quite funny, I thought. But again, it was one of those movies that critically not well received, but it was fun. But it's the last week for a few movies, and to replace those movies, of course, they bring in new movies, and this is where things get kind of exciting, in that the upcoming movies, which will begin Friday, May 31st, there's a bunch of upcoming movies, and they're all in English.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the big splashy one is the Elton John movie called Rocketman,
mm-hmm.
which everybody has, of course, inevitably been comparing to Bohemian Rhapsody, because
mm-hmm.
this is kind of the Elton John story,
mm-hmm.
and the other one was the Freddie Mercury Queen story. But this is apparently more of a pretty, not run-of-the-mill, but a somewhat not terribly unusual biopic, like mm-hmm. a biography. And apparently this new one, Rocketman, has fantasy aspects.
Okay.
Which the other one did not. Anyway, I'm certainly going to go see that one. It looks like a good movie. The young man who plays the Elton John character, Taron Egerton, I think it's Egerton or Egerton. He's hot property these mm-hmm. days. He's done a number of really well received movies. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good, solid young actor. And in this one, he does his own singing.
Mm.
So again, if you're going to compare the two similar movies, he does his own singing in this one, whereas Rami Malek, who played the Queen character, mm-hmm. didn't do his own singing.
Okay.
Freddie Mercury, I guess he either was dubbed or something, but it wasn't mm-hmm. Rami Malek's voice. However, good movie both, I'm sure. Another movie starting again on Friday is, wait for it, Godzilla.
Okay.
I guess the world needed another version of Godzilla. And I think that there's more of the same coming later on. So many of these movies spawn sequels.
Mm-hmm.
And this one it's already kind of a sequel to a whole series of Godzilla movies that go back, oh, probably to the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, you know, mm-hmm. 60 plus years
wow.
old. I don't know how this one is doing. It really kind of hasn't quite opened up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, again, it's likely to be an audience success. And the critics, I don't know, critics will be critics. And they mm-hmm. might be like too critical to enjoy it. So that's two of the movies that are starting. And another one is, again, beginning on Friday, is called Ma. Let me just check that. M-A. Yeah, Ma. With Octavia Spencer, who's a terrific black actress.
Okay.
Who's been making lots of waves for mm-hmm. since the movie The Help came out a few years ago.
Okay.
And she was in Hidden Figures, and everything she does, she's terrific. In this movie, it's kind of a modern horror film, and she plays a horrific character. So mm-hmm. might want to see it just for that reason, just to see her do this kind of a role, because it's not the kind of thing I think that she's ever done before. So I can't tell you a whole lot about the movie, except that it's one it's about a you know, an ordinary person who turns out to be extraordinarily bad,
mm-hmm.
and that's the Octavia Spencer character. So I don't give it a recommendation one way or another, but certainly next week I will be able to do that. And a bunch of other movies, in fact, just about everything. I'm looking at the site on the Maison de Cinema, or literally everything that's coming there in the next several weeks is coming in French and English.
Oh, nice.
Literally everything. Mm. I don't know how I'll make it.
How you make it?
So many movies, so little time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to be a little bit picky about what I go to see. Okay, so three English language movies starting shortly. Big splashy musical, Rocketman, a horror film, Godzilla, and a different kind of horror film, a modern horror film called Ma. Just on one of those days when you have decided I don't want to do any more yard work,
mm-hmm.
or it's raining again,
mm-hmm.
Take yourself to the movies. You mm-hmm. won't regret it. And if you get the passes that they have for sale at $7 per movie,
mm-hmm.
package of 8 passes only runs you $56, and you then have 8 movies kind of in your wallet that you can whip out whenever you get there.
Exactly.
So that's my recommendation for this week is, go to the movies. There's a few that you don't, if you haven't yet seen them, you still can. For those of you who are Keanu Reeves fans, there's Parabellum, which is doing well, Hustle, Detective Pikachu, Brightburn, the horror movie, and this movie, which I didn't get to see this week, called Booksmart. About two very smart young women.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for me for this week.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.